Hello, my name is Declan. I'm a librarian with Kilkenny County Council Library Service and I'm based in the Local Studies Department. Today, in the first of our two short talks, we're going to look at the history of St. John's Parish here in Kilkenny City, and in the second talk, we will look at some aspects of St. John's Parish. The present parish of St. John's consists of an amalgamation of several older civil parishes, namely St. John's itself, most of it, Dunmore, Rathcool again most of, Kildare and Kilcaran. The origin of the parish lies with the original civil parish of the same name. A parish of similar size seems to have existed prior to the Norman occupation of Kilkenny City. Its parish church seems to have been in the vicinity of Madeline Street. The original name of this parish has not survived. After the Norman occupation, there was an association with St. Stephen. Up to 1211, three separate parishes existed in this area, Fennel, Kilmoggla and St. John's proper, that corresponded to the present city area of the parish. These three parishes, along with a fourth, Loch Merrins, were granted to the Augustinian order in St. John's Priory by William Marshall in 1211. The Reformation saw the amalgamation of these four small medieval parishes into the civil parish of St. John's. All the Roman Catholic churches except St. John's closed after the Reformation. The Priory of St. John the Evangelist. Prior to 1200, the Augustinian order of monks had a presence in Kilkenny in John Street. In 1211, William Marshall, Earl of Pembroke, granted by charter a new site in the present John Street for a new priory. The new church was afterwards known as the Priory of St. John the Evangelist. In 1220, Mass was said for the first time on the high altar in the priory, and in 1290 in the Lady Chapel of the same building. Building continued on the site for many years. It is recorded, for example, in 1329 that a bell tower collapsed. It is reasonable to assume that the original priory was at least twice the length of the extant building. In 1540, the priory along with the other monasteries were suppressed by Henry VIII. The priory itself and some of its property was transferred to the Corporation of Kilkenny. During the Confederation period, the site was granted to the Jesuits, and part of it was also occupied by the Capuchins. After the end of the Williamite Wars, both orders were expelled from Kilkenny and the site fell into ruin. Around 1780, the nave of the main chapel, its two towers and attendant buildings were demolished. The stone was used in the construction of the first military barracks in Kilkenny. In 1817, the still standing Lady Chapel was re-roofed and consecrated as the Church of Ireland, Church of St. John's. This is the extant priory. The Church of St. John the Evangelist. The current Roman Catholic Church of St. John's replaced an earlier smaller construction built during the famine. The site was donated by the Marquess of Ormond. The foundation stone was laid on the 22nd of May 1897 and consecrated on the 12th of June 1908. The original design was by William Hague. On his death it was completed by William H. Byrne. It was built in the neo-Gothic style popular at the time. Difficulties encountered early on meant that the original spire in the design was omitted to ensure the stability of the building. The large sculptured panel over the front door incorporates an eagle symbol of St. John the Evangelist. The church is also known as the O'Loughlin Memorial Church. This commemorates Thomas O'Loughlin of Sandsford Court. Thomas's uncle Martin had made his fortune in the Australian Gold Rush. On inheriting this fortune, Thomas carried out his uncle's wishes to build a church in his native diocese of Ossory. He donated £50,000 toward the construction of St. John's. He was later made a papal count in recognition of his generosity.